The Intersections Art Exhibition had its grand opening in Fort McMurray on July 13th. It features art from Indigenous as well as LGBTQ plus artists. Jess Croucher, the curator at Puamu Creative, put together the art exhibition and spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about it and shared its Cree name.
The exhibition is called Miskanawa Kotik Takwau. In Cree, it means roughly where the trail meets. So an intersection that you would find in the bush. Intersection in our identity. They represent how there's interconnectedness in a person's culture, their gender, their race, their sexuality, their age, their class, their physical abilities, and more. But most importantly, this is about intersections in identity. And so we're featuring, and I hope in the process, uplifting Two-Spirit LGBTQ plus stories and voices.
One of the featured artists, Dan Cardinal McCartney, has his own art gallery in Calgary, but is from Fort McMurray. He also spoke to Windspeaker Radio Network about how he feels about having his art featured in his hometown.
It's a big switch as a director of a gallery down south in Calgary. To bring my artwork home in Fort McMurray means so much to me, especially as a First Nations artist, as a queer Two-Spirit artist. To have my work curated by Jess Crochet, it means a lot to bring my story home and for my family to see my artwork as well. I think that's just like the icing on top of the cake, right? Just to have the family and the friends gather around. So it means a lot, especially after the wildfire in 2016. A lot of the artwork features work and literal pieces of bark and wood from the fire. So it's really about that celebration and rejuvenation, I think. It feels really great.
Croucher goes into what this exhibition means to her, as well as the importance of the exhibition's message, which is to promote inclusion and collaboration.
Art and activism, they go hand in hand. They're in a relationship. Every opportunity we have to curate an exhibition, there's always a nuance of advocacy within it. And I'm grateful for that. And so this exhibition means gratitude and honor to be able to be trusted to share these stories. Our Two-Spirit people are sacred people. They were part of our ceremonies. They were in the lodges with the medicine people. And it's time that we make space for them and uplift them back to their rightful places of leadership. And so I'm grateful to even just be a little tiny part of their journey as they make their way back to the place of power that they belong in.
The art exhibition is located in the lobby of the Jubilee Center in Fort McMurray and will be open until August 31st. For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.